Sheikh Abdul Hat Muhaddith Dehlawi rahmatullah alayhi, under this ayah, yuslih lakum a'malakum, has given such an amazing and all-embracing and encompassing translation. He says that if you learn to discipline your tongue, in that lies the salvation, and it's the formula of prosperity in both the worlds. وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. This ayah, the circumstances that prompted its revelation, Sayyidina Umar had an altercation with a disbeliever, and he became a bit heated and ugly. And in that, Sayyidina Umar raised his voice, and Allah revealed the verse that when you be polite even with disbelievers. Harshness of speech, there's no room for it in Islam. So number one, غَذِّي بِبَصَرِي, to take care of my gaze. Number two, كَفِّي لِسَانِي, to take control of my tongue. Number three, عِفَّةَ طَعْمَتِي, whatever I eat, I ensure that it is pure, it is halal, it is wholesome. Allah speaks about true youth in the Quran who slept for 3 centuries. Now many youth pop a pill to have a sleep and to be high and to be excited. They slept, Allah gave them a divine sleep for 3 centuries. And the Quran uses a very amazing phrase. This is perhaps scholars would appreciate it better. Allah says, وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ 300 سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا 9. They slept for 300 years and an additional 9 years. The Mufassirin write, the reason why Allah adopted this explanation is an indication to the different calculations according to the solar and the lunar system. So Allah did not say 309 years, Allah said 300 years, وَازْدَادُوا 9, and they added on another 9. Now if you're familiar, you would know that on every 1 century, by the solar calculations, it is 3 added by the lunar system. So the phrase of the Quran is so all-encompassing that it makes subtle references to either calculations. Whether you choose to calculate their stay by the solar or the lunar system, the text of the Quran has covered it both. When they awaken after 3 centuries, you can imagine hunger after 3 centuries. فَلْيَنْذُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا. And youngsters, and they had money with them, he said, folks, go get some food here, but whatever you do, make sure you bring halal food. Imagine if that's the concern of a young man. Whatever happens, it's got to be halal. Today, whatever it is, it's got to be tasty. It's got to be palatable. It's got to be scrumptious. And unfortunately, for many people, it is only pork and wine that is forbidden. Everything else is halal. If you travel in the world, it is amazing to understand how many a religious conscious person would only consider alcohol and pork forbidden, and besides that, everything is halal. You know, it reminds me of a latifa in the kitab al-mustatraf fi kulli fannin mustadraf under tahreem al-khamr. There is an incident on page 527. It's something amazing to read. They say there was the so-called, you can read it there, it's mentioned under tahreem al-khamr. There was the so-called scholar and a non-Muslim traveling, Nasrani and a muhaddith. فَصَبَّ النَّصْرَانِيُّ خَمْرًا. So the Nasrani poured alcohol into a vessel. فَشَرِبَ الْمُحَدِّثُ. So this so-called scholar, he drank it very calmly and confidently. So the non-Muslim said, you know what, you're a cleric, you're a religious person, that's alcohol, that's wine, that's forbidden for you, isn't you? You shouldn't be drinking this here. So he said, who told you it's alcohol? He said, اشتراها غلامي عن يهودي وحلف أنها خمر. My slave bought it, and he bought it from a Yahudi, and he took an oath that this is alcohol. I'm telling you, this is alcohol. He said, نحن أصحاب الحديث نضعف مثل سفيان بن عيينة ويزيد بن هارون فكيف نصدق نصرانيا عن غلامه عن يهودي والله ما شربته إلا لضعف الأسناد. You know, today we look for loopholes to appease ourselves. He says, we, now there's a science in hadith where you do, you know, you critically analyze the profile of the narrators. So we don't even pass people like Yazid ibn Harun because they don't fit the profile to narrate. So this is a weak narration. You told me and you heard from your slave and he heard from a Yahudi. It's not authentic. So that means it's permissible. There is a new fitna that has raised its head in the Ummah. If it's in Bukhari, it's in Deen. If it's not in Bukhari, it's not in Deen.